Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Michael B. Jordan is a young actor who's, I bet his face definitely you would recognize, if not his famous name. Because everybody obviously thinks of number 23, Michael Jordan, when they hear that. But Michael B. Jordan was most recently one of the stars in the Fantastic Four movie. He was amazing in the film Fruitvale Station. You may know Michael Jordan from, he was a series regular in Parenthood. He was on the TV show Friday Night Lights, talking about great sports movies. There's one made into a great TV show. He was on All My Children. He was on The Wire. And now starring as the son of Apollo Creed in this new Rocky movie, the seventh in the franchise that's called Creed. A young man we've been interviewing for years now. When he was just a young actor, he would stop by WGN and we'd have the pleasure of talking to him. We couldn't be more happy for him and his great portrayal in this film, Creed.
You're opening a Thanksgiving movie.
It's
You're
crazy.
Starring. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it
how
is.
Do you, I mean, how do you reflect on the last couple of years for yourself?
I mean, it's happened pretty fast. You know, I try to take it a day at a time. It's pretty surreal. But when you work hard for something for a really long time and then things finally start to happen, it just kind of it takes you by surprise a little bit. So it still has to set in. Like, this is awesome. You know what I'm saying?
Well, cool. when you stepped up on the stage and the screaming started, you were ear-to-ear grin.
Oh, man. It's
like, how does that feel for you?
Because love is infectious. You know, when you feel that energy that's genuine, you know, it feels pretty good. Yeah.
So, you know, taking on an iconic franchise like this, is that intimidating at all?
I think it could be, but the fact that I had Sly, you know, the guy who created these characters 40 years ago, you know, telling you that, you know, don't try to compete with anything. You know, you don't have to compare yourself to the Rocky franchise. This is its own thing. Creed is yours. I'm here to support you. When you hear that from the guy who created it, it kind of takes a lot of pressure off of you and takes the weight off your shoulders. So I can step up, you know, in the ring every day. I can go to work, go to set, and not have that pressure of, you know, that normally might have been there if I didn't have that support from Sly.
Were there a couple of days, though, like when you first met him? It's Rocky, man. Come on.
I know, but the crazy thing is about film, I mean, I've met him, you know, like 2 years ago. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Like, before we started filming, you know, that ice is already broken. By the time we get to set, you know, we're very comfortable with each other. The chemistry is starting to build there. But, of course, when you get in the ring and you look over your shoulder and you got Rocky in your corner, it's like, wow, like, Rocky's in my corner. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So you have little surreal moments like that. But, you know, when we're filming, we're about the business. I'm pretty present.
Part of what I thought, you know, in watching this movie is how much physical preparation you must have gone through for this. I mean, was it a year? More than a year?
Yeah, it was about a year. I mean, I've known about it before. Me and Ryan shot for Real Station, so mentally I had enough time to kind of get a head start on things. But hardcore, strict, being pretty consistent, about a year. Diet change. You know, chicken, broccoli, brown rice, a lot of water, just pretty basic.
So you were a disciplined man,
oh, for
right?
Sure. I mean, I got, you know, a trainer, a boxing trainer that was with me, you know, pretty much 24/7. I mean, the first couple of weeks, they had to, like, slap the food out my hand and take the candy bar because I'm a snacker, you know, and I love food. So,
and you're in Philadelphia, right?
I mean, cheesesteaks, you know, pizza, pasta.
All that you could not eat, probably.
Exactly.
Right?
But I did have a cheat day. So my cheat days were pretty intense. My cheat days were pretty intense.
So when you're in Chicago,
yep.
I would imagine any place you're going, the people hear Michael Jordan. Does it still happen? I mean, and especially here in Chicago?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not in Chicago as often as I used to be. I used to live here back in 2000, shooting Hardball, which is pretty crazy. But, it's not as bad as it used to be. I think I'm starting to have my own identity in that way. Because when I was a kid, I used to want to change my name. You know, I used to get teased a lot. And, you know, when you're younger, you thought it was the end of your world. But
right.
As you get older, you know, it kind of gave you a healthy chip on your shoulder to want to have your own legacy and your own identity in a way. And then I had to embrace because my dad's name is Michael Jordan as well. So it's kind of weird the way that kind of resembles Adonis in a way. So I definitely channeled a little bit in my character.
Have you met the Chicago Michael Jordan?
I've never met MJ. No, I never met that guy. Not yet. Hopefully
maybe
one
he
day.
Needs to change his name. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, I don't think that's ever going to happen exactly, but there is Michael B. Jordan, star of the new movie Creed, who was in Chicago recently. We were able to talk to him. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, today's Food Time Show, a brand new cookbook out, put out by one of the famous, the famous food families in Chicago. It's coming up next on WGN.